Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Thanks for choosing this free Anfield Index podcast. If you'd prefer to listen to this or any of our other shows without adverts, then now's the time to check out Anfield Index Pro. With AI Pro, you can supercharge your entire listening experience. You'll not only get all of our podcasts without the ads, but you'll have them far faster with our quick publish feature available exclusively for subscribers. AI Pro also puts you in the heart of our sound studio, with an option to listen to many of our shows live and interact with the podcasters in real time as the shows are recording. Upgrading couldn't be easier. AI Pro is available on all popular podcast platforms, and we have our own apps for Apple and Android. Just head on over to AnfieldIndexPro.com and get started today.
Hello and welcome to the Daily Red, your lunchtime catch-up on all things Liverpool FC, on a Wednesday on which Liverpool face Napoli in Naples in the Champions League, looking to get their season properly up and running, looking to get things really moving in the direction that we all expected them to go before the season began. Napoli will be no pushover. They're an excellent team. They've started the season really well, and there is a scouted on them if you want to go and listen to that. Don't want to spend too much time on anything today. I'm just very excited to do the two-footed pod today and talk about Chelsea and how they've sacked Thomas Tuchel, because Jesus wept, what are they doing? Let's look at the main Liverpool websites then and go from there. There is a piece up entitled "Jurgen Klopp Explains Why Arthur Won't Start Versus Napoli." I don't think that's what he said. I think he said he couldn't play a full game, but that he could play minutes. So something about intensity, which, I mean, there's been no intensity in this Liverpool team this season at all. But I don't remember seeing him or hearing him say that he wouldn't start. Klopp did say he's never won in Naples, not with Liverpool, not with Dortmund. And tonight is going to be tough. It really is going to be tough because, like I said, they're in really good form. Thiago's back in training. Second day today. It means he is ready for how long we will see. Henderson, Klopp says he thinks he'll be back after the international break. Arthur just needs football now, training especially. That's how it is. He wasn't in team training for a while at Juve, so he needs proper team training. And that's what we are doing with him. Can he play minutes? Yes. Should he play a full game? No. I don't see that he said he wouldn't or couldn't start. I think it would be smart to start him, give him 60, and then give Thiago the last 30, and have one of them on the pitch at all times. But who knows? As long as it's not James Milner, we'll be okay. But Milner can't start. And for those that cried over the AI account tweeting out yesterday the line from Dave Maddock about Milner being likely to start, that wasn't a pop at Milner. That was a pop at Klopp, and rightly so. James Milner shouldn't be starting football matches for Liverpool Football Club in 2022. He just shouldn't. maybe in the League Cup, but not in any important competition. I mean, I don't know what more evidence people need to see. James Milner cannot play at the level we need anymore, and hasn't been able to for a couple of years now. But look, it is what it is. If he starts, we play with 10 men, which is often the case for us anyway. Alisson details what Arthur can bring to Liverpool, and it's a Brazilian way of playing, apparently, which is nice. You know, the more Brazilian the team can be, the happier everybody should be. I think it's fair to say that Ali might be a little bit biased because that's an international teammate and somebody he knows quite well. But at the same time, I don't think he would hype him up unnecessarily. This is Anfield also have a 10 key things to know ahead of this weekend's game, or this weekend's game, tonight's game rather. So do make sure you check that out. There's also a piece detailing the 21-man squad that has travelled for the game. Obviously, a few players unable to be there out of the 24-man squad that was named for the European campaign. I'm nervous again. It's a funny thing. I really am nervous again. I generally don't get nervous before games, but this season it's become a regular thing. I think I've realised that it's because I feel like this team should be primed to go and win the Champions League and the European Cup with the players that we have in terms of the goalkeeper, the fullbacks, the central defenders, Fabinho, Thiago, and the forward players. This team should be primed to win both Premier League and Champions League. I think my nervousness of games this season is because I feel like we're going to end with disappointment because we've left such a big gaping hole in our squad. And it's more for the league than the European Cup. Tonight I'm nervous because I think there's an actual chance we could lose a game. I didn't think we could lose to Everton or Newcastle or Palace or Fulham or United because or Bournemouth because they're not very good. But Napoli are good. Overall, I think we're better suited to winning the European Cup because we can go in January and we can address the issue. You know, once the World Cup break starts, there's no reason for us not to be camping in at Norwich, or at Norwich, at Brighton, and making sure we have Moises Caicedo wrapped up and in the door for January 1st. And then we have a really good shot at going and winning the European Cup. But I just feel like the league is going to end in disappointment, and that's, you know, it's not ideal. There's a lot of good stuff on This Is Anfield today. There is the list of the 21-man squad who have travelled for the game. Alisson, Adrian and Harvey Davies. Virgil, Joel, Phillips, Trent, Robbo, Costas, Fab, Thiago, Arthur, Elliot, Milner, Bacetic. Salah, Diaz, Nunes, Jota and Firmino. So it is a strong squad, all told. It's just, who's that third? Who's the starting midfielders with Fab? That's where the concern is. 10 key things to know ahead of Napoli. Napoli have made a strong start. Spalletti impressing in charge. A predicted Napoli 11. Mere, Di Lorenzo, Kim, Rahmani, Rui. That's a weak link for them. Zielinski, Zambo, Lobotka, Lozano, Kvicha and Osman. That's probably their best 11 right now. They also have a lot of really good options off the bench, including Tanguy Ndombele, formerly of Spurs, owned by Spurs on loan at Napoli. Who's missing for Liverpool? So it's quite the list. Possible Liverpool lineup. This suggests Alisson, Gomez, Matt, and Arthur, Salah, Jota, and Nunez. Mention of the stadium and how it was renamed after Maradona. Our past struggles in Naples. Did you know that Mo Salah is second on Liverpool's all-time goal scorers list for European competition, with his tally of 34 being bettered only by Steven Gerrard? And obviously Salah is our top Champions League scorer of all time. There will be a Spanish referee, Carlos Grande. The third time he has refereed a Liverpool match, and we are yet to win. He refereed our 2-0 home defeat to Atalanta and the 1-1 draw at home with Napoli. So, not ideal. And there will be a live blog, obviously, on This Is Anfield for the game today. The headline piece is The Domino Effect of Liverpool's Midfield Issues and Possible Solutions. This is a really good piece. I'm not going to spoil any of it. It's written by a chap called Alex Malone. So do give that a gander when you have a chance. Jurgen Klopp reveals Curtis Jones' injury setback. Not ideal. Liverpool denied late Champions League offer for Nat Phillips. This is a claim that Benfica tried to buy Nat Phillips. I really don't believe that. I genuinely don't believe that. If you've ever watched a Roger Schmidt team play, Nat Phillips is such a horrible fit. Such a horrible fit for how Roger Schmidt sets his teams up. On Liverpool.com, the headline piece is a predicted team for tonight's game. This has Arthur Melo and Darwin Nunez starting, but Luis Diaz out, so I assume they're suggesting starting Jota. I would say Jota didn't look anywhere close to fit when he came on. Liverpool set for a close look at 89 million Napoli trio, as Champions League should give scouting chance. Who'd be the trio? Let's see. Stanislav Lobotka, he wouldn't be for us. A good player, but he wouldn't be for us. Kvicha, absolutely. Osimhen, yeah, anytime. What a wonderful, wonderful player. And he could play with Darwin, without doubt. Liverpool all in on 103 million transfer as Jurgen Klopp battles Bayern Munich for Barcelona prodigy. That would be Gavi, obviously. And the 103 million transfer is Jude Bellingham. 103 million. And he's just not worth anywhere close to that. In time, he might be, but he's not now. And for a club that doesn't have endless pots of gold, it just doesn't really seem like the best use of our funds, when we could buy two really good midfielders for that money. Liverpool could one day repeat Mohamed Salah transfer as Chelsea makes strange 9 million mistake. It's Chelsea selling Billy Gilmore is not a mistake. Billy Gilmore is not good enough to play for a top Premier League team. What Billy Gilmore might allow is for Brighton to sell Alexis McAllister, and Alexis is good enough to play for us. Alexis is somebody you could bring in as a backup slash replacement for Thiago. Yeah, Billy Gilmore, like he's talented, but no, he's just not. He's not that guy. Liverpool should eye next Sadio Mane transfer as exciting talent emerges at familiar hotspot. Who's this about? Ernest Nuama. Interesting. This kid is at Nordeljand, and they've done really well in recent years in terms of developing players. Andreas, I'm just going to call him Andreas. The young winger there is the one to keep an eye on, the Norwegian kid. He's the big star at Nordeljand right now. He's 18, and he is one that I think we'll probably go back for. We've tried to sign him before. Nuama is a Ghanaian forward slash winger. Don't know much about him, to be honest. He came through the Right to Dream program that also produced Sulemana and Mohamed Kudus. So he's clearly taken a good pathway and been well developed. Still, Sulemana would still be a very interesting one for us to go and get. Lobotka having played there is always amusing to me. Just such a strange path he's had. Slovakia, young Ajax, on to Denmark, then Celta Vigo and Napoli. He's been great for the last 12 months. He wouldn't be of the caliber I don't think that we would want. I could be wrong, but he's also 27, so he just doesn't seem like one that we would really consider. AnfieldIndex.com, then there is a new article up from Stephen Smith. Wednesday Night Lights, Liverpool or Napoli versus Liverpool. So do check that out. If you haven't listened to the Scouted for Napoli, go and listen to that today. And also the new Under Pressure with Mr. Dan, also Daniel Rhodes, and also Phil Barter. Really good. They went in depth on Newcastle and Everton. So give that a listen when you get a chance. And that's it. That'll do me for today, folks. I'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
We hope you enjoyed listening to this Anfield Index show. Please be sure to subscribe to our channel so future podcasts find their way to your device automatically. There's nothing quite like fan engagement, and we'd love to know what you think of anything discussed on this show. The best way to get in touch is over on our free Discord community, where both podcasters and listeners debate the hottest LFC topics 24/7. Sign up free now at anfieldindex.com/Discord. You won't regret it. You can also follow us on Twitter at Anfield Index and find us on Facebook by searching for Anfield Index. Oh, and before you go, we'd love it if you could leave us a 5-star review on your favourite podcast app. It only takes a couple of seconds, and it means the world to the people who create these free shows.
Sports Social Podcast Network.